Part 2 IELTS. You will hear all the recordings only once. Section 1 You will hear a conversation between a student and a university officer about choices of English courses. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Now let's listen.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in taking an English course.
Sure. What kind of course are you interested in?
Well, I'd like to do a course that prepares me for an examination, so that I can show my employer what level of English I am when I go home.
Okay. Well, we have several exam preparation courses. We offer FCE, BEC and IELTS.
Oh, what's the difference?
Right. Well, let's start with FCE. It stands for First Certificate in English, and it's aimed at upper intermediate learners of English.
I see. What type of test is it?
Well, it's a general English exam.
And what exactly does it test?
You have to do all five papers: reading, listening, speaking, writing, and use of English.
Use of English? What's that?
It tests your accuracy with the language, especially your knowledge of vocabulary, as well as your grammar.
I see. It sounds interesting. Do I get a certificate at the end of it?
Yes, you do. And the certificate tells you how well you did in each paper.
And how do the other tests differ from FCE?
Well, BEC is another option. It stands for Business English Certificate. It's really aimed at people who want to use it for work purposes, and, as the name suggests, it focuses on business English.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Are there five papers in that one too?
No, there are only four papers in BEC: writing, reading, listening and speaking.
Okay, and would that be a better test for me to take?
Well, it's up to you to decide which is best for you, but the tasks and topics are all related to business.
And what level is it aimed at?
Well, in fact, there are three levels with BEC: BEC Preliminary, BEC Vantage and BEC Higher.
And I'd get a certificate at the end of it?
If you pass, yes. There's a certificate with a grade on it.
And the third test you mentioned,
IELTS, the International English Language Testing System.
Does it test general English or business English?
Well, actually, it's a test for students who want to go to university in an English-speaking country. So it tests your academic English.
How else does it differ from the other two?
Well, there are only four papers, like in BEC. The major difference is that it tests students at different levels of English, from beginner to near-native speaker.
Oh, and do I get a certificate if I'm successful?
IELTS gives a score that is valid for 2 years, rather than a certificate.
Well, I need to think about which one is best. Do you have any brochures I can take away with me?
Now you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now let's listen.
Hello. I've come back again to ask a few more questions about the exams you told me about.
Oh, sure. What else would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know how much each exam costs.
Let's have a look. I have it here on a sheet somewhere. I don't think there's very much difference, and none of them is all that cheap. Ah, here it is. FCE is $340.
Wow, that's more than I expected.
Yes, but the papers are sent back to the UK for marking. And IELTS is $310, so that's a bit less.
Right. And what about BEC?
That's somewhere in the middle at $330.
I see. And the dates when I can take the exams, it looks as if there are fixed dates for the tests?
Well, for some of them, yes. FCE can be taken 3 times a year in March, June, and December.
Oh, right. So I could perhaps take the December one.
And BEC is the same, actually.
Right. And what about IELTS? Is that only 3 times a year, too?
No, that's offered far more often. In fact, it's offered every month at local test centres.
OK, well, I think I've decided then. I'd like to register for the IELTS preparation course.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pay by traveller's cheques?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't accept any kind of cheque, actually. Do you have a Visa card?
Yes, but I prefer not to use my credit card except for emergencies.
Another way is if we do a bank transfer.
Yes, that's a good idea.
OK, let me get your details.
Now you have 2 minutes to write your answers before we move to the next section.